No, not at all, actually. In fact, you know, with it having been July 4th, not that long ago, my mom and I, so my mom served in the Army for 20 years, and I think, you know, there's something about July 4th that has you thinking about big picture stuff, and I was definitely asking my mom, like, can you believe in Congress? And, you know, she's my mom, so she was like, of course I can. But, yeah, I grew up, I have a non-traditional path to Congress for sure. I grew up as an Army brat. My mom was in the Army for 20 years, from before I was born until after I got out of high school. And she raised me and my two brothers by herself. And so, getting into Congress, getting into law school, like getting an associate's degree. I have an associate's degree and then a bachelor's degree. I'm a first-generation college student. And so so many of the things that I've had the chance to experience are not necessarily things that I, as a child, had, you know, as a vision for myself. But I also, now that I've been here for a few years, feels longer than that, but it's been a few years, I think that there should be more people who have these kind of non-traditional paths, because they're not uncommon. You know, it's not uncommon to be raised by a single parent or to be a first-generation college student. It took me 4 years to get my associate's degree and then 4 more years to get my bachelor's degree. And some of that is because I was working lots of jobs, random jobs. And I think that all of those things have really paid off and, in one way or another, you know, the skills I learned at Sonic being a car hop and an assistant manager have paid dividends here in the house. So, I think that my non-traditional path has actually been, a big part of my success.